A UN mission to eliminate Syria's chemical weapons and efforts to regulate Iran's nuclear program have raised hopes the Middle East is on its way to limiting the threat of weapons of mass destruction. But for political analysts like Professor Ahmad Shaheen, it's a long-standing and long-odds dream.
The region would be much better off if it is chemical-free and nuclear-free. However, this has been on the table for decades.
Transparency is one of the obstacles. Iran dismisses Western accusations it's seeking nuclear weapons. Syria only confirmed its chemical stockpile when threatened with a U.S. missile strike. Egypt, Libya, Iraq, and Iran are all believed to have chemical weapons, as is Israel, which also has unacknowledged nuclear capability. While piecemeal efforts to contain the threat are underway, political sociologist Saeed Sadek argues the problem should be looked at in its totality.
This has to be a joint effort by all participants. But as long as there is conflict, there is always justification for keeping the weapons.
As with many issues in the region, debate often turns to Israel. Ahmad Shaheen.
There is some kind of a defense doctrine that has been imposed on the region, whether it was deliberate or not, but it's a de facto doctrine that Israel should be militarily superior to all its neighbors combined.
The perception of a regional imbalance colors current efforts at disarmament, despite the apparent deterrence such weapons imposed on Israel and Syria for decades.
Dismantling these arsenals as a way of pressuring countries, while at the same time maintaining this strategic imbalance between regional powers. This is what really creates a lot of problems.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So, to argue some, is the way President Obama handled the Syrian crisis. Backing down from strikes for the alleged use of chemical weapons by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, says Saeed Sadek, will encourage the pursuit of weapons of mass destruction by others.
For Obama, he wanted face-saving. I mean, there is no way you can solve the Iranian nuclear problem. And the credibility of the U.S. had been bruised with the Syrian chemical issue. Assad got away with it.
Although Iran maintains its nuclear program is solely for peaceful purposes, many in the region, not just Israel, are skeptical.
It can also push some countries like Egypt and also Saudi Arabia to seek their own nuclear program and empower it try to do something to restore balance.
It's a scenario, Sadek says, that despite international efforts, could push the volatile region into an even greater arms race. Elizabeth Tharrett, VOA News, Cairo.